Hey.
Yeah. Okay, so we are discussing the mitzvah of Yeshiva's Sukkah. Yeah, when we said there's lots of different parameters, lots of different things, but the issue we're discussing at the moment is which foods are you required to make a bracha on? And which foods are you required to eat in the sukkah? So we said last week that the basic rule is that teishu ke'in tadura. Teishu ke'in tadura means that in the same way that you live in your house, that's how you live in the sukkah. So things which you normally eat in your house, you eat in the sukkah. Things which you don't normally eat in the house, you don't have to eat in the sukkah. Like the Brish brings that if a person eats if he has bread less than a kabeta, or less than a kabeta and less, that because it's something that a person during the rest of the year, it's something that he does sometimes eat outside. Therefore, on sukkahs, you can also eat it outside. Okay. So last week we discussed bread. So just to quickly just to remind ourselves what we said. So bread, we said if you have more than a kabeta of bread, then you are mechuyav to eat that in the sukkah and you say a bracha. Okay. If you have less, you're not mechuyav to eat in the sukkah. Okay. We mentioned last week that we only talking about if all you ate was bread. Yeah. When you eat other things also with it, like meat and cheese and things like that, then we're going to get to that. So at the moment, all we're talking about is if you just ate bread. Okay.
So, eat less than a kabeta, so it's not good, so it's not bracha. But if you have desires, there is amotzi and there is sedition, right? So
yes.
Okay,
I'm just going to, Gershon was just making a point, which is like this. Okay? We're not, with regards to, if a person has bread and all he has is a kezias, yeah, then he washes. He doesn't say a bracha actually, according to Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, you only say a bracha if you have more than a kebeta, okay? But you say a moitzi and you need to bench, okay? But you wouldn't be mechuyav to have a sukkah, yeah. So only if you have more than a kebeta, you're mechuyav to have a sukkah, okay? But you're mentioning an interesting point which we're probably going to get to. Okay, fine. So that's all with regards to bread. Now, last week we also mentioned mezonos. Mezonos, the Mechaber says that if a person's koveya on mezonos, mean mezonos, at least for the moment, is things not pasavah v'kisim, not things like cake. But mezonos at the moment is things like pasta or porridge. Okay, he says the Mechaber says if you're koveya on that, then you are mechuyev to eat that in a sukkah and you say a bracha. Okay, what does it mean to be koveya? So that we said last week, that there's two ways to do it. Either if you're eating, okay, actually it's slightly complicated, but you definitely say a bracha if you meet the following requirements. You're koveya on it, which means either you're eating it in a chavura, you mean eating with other people, even two people sufficient, as in two people in total. Yeah, so you're having a, I don't know, you get your friend or someone or even your wife. You're sitting there together in the sukkah and you're having some pasta, yeah, as long as you have more than a kebeta, yeah, that's called a kriyas, okay, or if you're having it as your meal, if you're eating as your meal, not as a snack, and if you're eating a normal amount for a meal, that's also called a kriyas, and then you're mechuyav to eat in the sukkah with a bracha, okay. The Mishnah Berurah brings an opinion, the Magen Avraham, that says, do you know what, all mezonos is the same as bread. The moment you have more than a kabeta, whether you're having it as your meal, you're not having it as a meal, it's irrelevant. You always need to sit in the sukkah. That's the opinion of the Magen Avraham. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says you should be choishes for it, meaning lachumra, meaning you shouldn't eat that outside the sukkah, but you can't say a bracha. When it comes to be able to say the bracha, you need to be koveya on it, which we said is either in a chabura or eating it as a meal. Okay, that's with regard to things like pasta and porridge. Okay, what about with regards to pasavah v'kisim? This, I think we started last week, but we didn't. I think we just started. Okay. Pasavah v'kisim. Pasavah v'kisim is things like cake, cookies, rogalach, all those things which are bread family items. Okay. Now we know that when it comes to if a person's called Veya Sura on these types of things, he actually needs to wash and bench also. He says, I'm waiting on any benches, yeah? If he says, Kveya Sura. Okay. Now, what about when it comes to the sukkah? How much of this do you have to eat to be mechuv in a sukkah and with a bracha? Is it like bread? Is it like pasta? Is it somewhere in between? Where is it? Okay. So Mr. Brewer says like this. If a person is, let's say for breakfast every day, he has two rogalach. Okay? Don't use this as a lot of my the number two. Because I'm not sure what the minhag olam is. Okay? Let's pretend that, let's just say that that people normally, if they were to have rogalach for breakfast, then, and to come out feeling satiated, you'd have four rogalach. Okay? This person, for breakfast every day, he has two. Okay? So, he is not required to wash and say amoiti and bench on this because he's not having what the normal of society is to have. We only are required to bench and wash if you're having what the minhag olam is to be kaveya on. Okay, it's also not 100% possible because some even say that if you have four kabeitim that's already sufficient. But we're just going to go with that for the moment. Just to bring out a certain point. Okay, so again, he's having two rogalach, and the minhag olam is to have four. Says the Mishnah Berurah that, you know, even though he doesn't need to wash and say amoiti and bench, but you know what? When it comes to sukkahs, because for him, he's been kovea his suda on this. This is how he eats breakfast. Therefore, that's good. Actually, that was probably a bad example. It's a decent example. Yeah? But because for him, it is, that's his breakfast. This is what he normally eats. And this is what keeps him going for lunchtime. Yeah? That is his suda. And he's mechuv to eat that in the sukkah. And he can say a bracha. Okay? So, Mishnah Berurah here, when the Bi'al Ocha speaks out, is the machalak between the rules of Pasavava Kisim when it comes to washing and benching, and when it comes to sukkah. When it comes to benching, that's toilet on the minhag olam, what people in general do. When it comes to sukkah, it's a personal thing. Okay, that's how the Bi'al Ocha explains by sukkah. So if it's your normal to have, as long as it's more than a kaveta, a certain amount of rogalach, cake, whatever it is, for breakfast, and that's what you're doing on sukkahs, then you're mechuv to have that in a sukkah, with a bracha.
So we're going to start that regarding sukkah, pasavava kisim, and all of the zonas for the same law. Or is there some...
Wait, say again?
It ends up that not regarding benching, but regarding sukkah, pasavava kisim and shalom zonas have the same law. But both of them have more than a kibesa and a shikabesu.
Yeah, but we're saying there might be a Yeah, right. One second. As long as you cover it as a suda. Right. Yeah, as long as you cover this as a suda, then you have to. Then you're receiving it. If it's more than kaveta, yeah.
Glass. Yeah. Can't hear the question. We can't hear him. So could you?
Yeah, I'm gonna repeat the question now. Okay. Yeah. Gershon's just pointing out that at least with regards to this halacha, yeah, that there's no difference between pasavah the kistim and the pasta, yeah? If you are kaveya sur on it, then you're mechuv to eat in the sukkah. As long as it's more than a kaveta, fine. Yeah? Okay. That is with regards to, with mezoinus, if you're having it as your meal. Okay.
Kyle, I have a question.
Next is...
Rabbi Kyle, I have a question.
Yeah.
You say make a bracha. If you're kaveya the suda, the bracha is hamotzi.
No, so that's what we said. We said no. But the halacha of kliya suda is toiler on what generally people do. So if you're the type of person who eats less than what most people do, yeah, that's what my example I just said was. Let's say people generally when they kaveya suda, they have on rogalach they have four rogalach. Okay, but you only eat two rogalach. So and that's more than kaveta, right? So for you, you're not mechuv and you shouldn't. Washing it and benching it because it's not what people are ragil to be kaveya suda on, yeah. But you happen to be ragil to be kaveya your suda on this. So when it comes to the halachas of benching and washing, then you don't do it. You treat it like mezoinus. You just say brayim in mezoinus, ala mecha afterwards, and that's it. But when it comes to sukkah, the bialacha explains that's a personal thing, yeah. The case you're going to do is how what do you do? Is this what you normally do in your house? Yeah? This is how you normally eat your breakfast. This is how you normally kovei your suda. Then do that in the sukkah. It's a personal thing. It's not a general thing what the oilam does. It's your personal thing. So sukkahs, the halachas of sukkah says the bi'alacha is different to the halachas of being kovei suda with regards to benching. Benching is you look at the world. What does the world do? When it comes to sukkahs, you look at your personal hanhagas.
So okay. If I don't eat that much, I mean, I eat one slice of pizza, and that's an entire meal for me. I don't wash on that and make a mozi?
That's also a little bit complicated. Did everyone hear what he said? Okay.
Repeat, please, sir.
What?
Repeat, please, question.
Mr. Iskovitz is saying that he eats one slice of pizza, yeah, and for him that's enough for a meal. He wants to know, does he need to wash on it or not? Okay? So it's nothing to do with sukkahs. Yeah? So it is a little bit complicated. It depends exactly how they make it. Depends on various things. The Rav once told me that you can be soy mech on basically all pizza, at least in Eretz Yisrael, that if you can treat it like bread. Okay? So you're right, Mr. Iskovitz. So you can, but pizza might be different. That's why I don't really want to get involved. Pizza, it's made as a, for a suda. It's made for at least an Eretz Yisrael. Generally, people don't eat it as a snack. It's eaten as a meal, and that's why you can wash on it. Okay, but that's why we're just trying to avoid all these other complications. We're talking about something which like rogalaf, which is not normally eaten as a meal. It's generally eaten as a snack. So it's pasabav kisnim. So if you have one rogalaf, you definitely only say mezonos. Okay, if you have the amount that people would be kovei asura on, then you would have to wash and bench. Okay, fine. Back to sukkah. Okay, so that was if you have rogalach as your breakfast, then if that's a normal thing that you do, then you have to eat it in the sukkah and you can say a bracha on it. What about if you normally eat whatever four rogalach for breakfast, okay, and now you only want to eat two, yeah? So even though it's more than a kebeta, yeah, are you mechuyav to be in a sukkah or not? So in this, the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokes. Some say yes, some say no. The Mishnah Berurah says the minhag olam is yes to make a bracha, but he says it's not so poshut. Okay, we're going to get back to that in a second. Okay, it's not so poshut. Okay, but the Mishnah Berurah says, what about if this is on Shabbos morning, you come home from shul, and whatever, you're expecting visitors, you're only going to eat later, or you're davening early, you just want to have a snack before lunch, and you make kiddush on wine, and you're going to have two rogalach, okay? It's not the amount that you normally kovei on a suda, yeah? It's not the amount that you normally eat for your breakfast. You just want a snack to keep you going to lunch. Two rogalach, let's say. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that like we, as we learned a few weeks ago, months ago by now, yeah, that there's a din of kiddush b'makom suda. Okay, when you make kiddush to be yoytzi your chiyav of kiddush, you have to have it in your makom suda. You have to have a suda straight after your kiddush. So it says the Mishnah Berurah that because this rogalach now is taking the place or is fulfilling the role of a suda for kiddush b'makom suda, this is nechshav as your suda. This is your suda. And therefore, you can make a bracha of leishei basukah also. In fact, you should according to this. So, as long as it's more than kaveta, right? All these things, yeah. At least the way the Mishnah Berurah seems to go is always you never make at least by food. Or, okay, always it's not you don't do it by drink. You only ever make the bracha of leishei when you have more than kaveta. So we're just going to mention now. If I don't say it, but it's always true. Okay, it's always only if you have more than a kaveta. Okay. So again, the Mishnah Berurah holds that if you are having as for your kiddush, you're having some rogalach, some pasabah the kisnin, even though it's not an amount that you normally would eat as your suda, because it's fulfilling the role of kiddush makom suda. It's a suda, and therefore you sit in the sukkah and you make the bracha oblation. Okay, that's on Shabbos then, right? For kiddush, but you don't bench, right? Yeah, okay. That's on Shabbos. What about during the week? So we said that was a machlokes. The Mishnah Berurah says that the minhag olam is still yes to make it. On more than a kaveta, the minhag is to make it. Okay? And again, here we're talking about where you're not koveya, right? Because if you're koveya, then we said that then that's kosher, then you'd have to do it. If you're eating, if you invite your friends around to have like a nice little sit together and to have rogalach, you're mechuyev in a sukkah. You're having more than a kabeza, you're mechuyev to make sit in a sukkah and make the bracha of leishet a sukkah. But here you're having a snack, you're walking, you whatever, something in the middle of the afternoon, you're a bit peckish, and you're going to, you want to have two rogalach. Okay, so it's more than kibbutzim, but you're not having a suddah. It's not a suddah. Mishnah Berurah brings the machlokes. So the minhag goyim is to make it. Okay, Mishnah Berurah says that to avoid any shyness of bracha lebatala, you know what you should do? You should sit in the sukkah, eat your rogalach, and also stay in the sukkah afterwards. Why? Because we know that everything you do in the sukkah, is a mitzvah also. Yeah, sitting in the sukkah, talking in the sukkah, being in the sukkah is a mitzvah. It's all a mitzvah. And with Mitzvah, I don't know if we have time to get there. Mitzvah Hashem, we will get there. That we're going to discuss that at least there are shitters that hold that even if you're not eating the sukkah, some being in the sukkah is also warrants a bracha. Okay? So the Mishnah Berurah says, therefore, that if a person is having the more than a kabeza of mezonos, not as his meal, he's just having it as a snack, to avoid any complications of bracha levatala, you should eat it in the sukkah, say a bracha, and also have in mind and that you're going to stay in the sukkah and wait in the sukkah, but afterwards you read a book, learn a little bit, read a book, do something in the sukkah.
How does that help regarding the bracha when they're
doing any of those things on their own? No, so that's what I'm saying. Okay, so good shiloh. Okay, Rabbi is asking how does that help, right? Because he's saying that those things don't require bracha, right? So it's not 100% possible what you're saying. Yeah, Mr. Shem, we're going to get there. That's some hold that. We don't hold of this. Oh, generally, our minhag is not like this. But some hold that any time you go into the sukkah, you actually must live to make a bracha. Okay?
Zero?
Okay. So, right. So, what exactly is the board over here? Is it some? Is it just, it's a bit of this and a bit of that. I'm having a bit of mezonos. And I'm also tearing in the sukkah. That combination requires a bracha. Okay? That's the simplest way to say it. And because of that, what do we normally do when we say a bracha? Let's say we're having bread. You're having a proper meal. Yeah, you're going to sit down and have more than a kabeza of bread. Yeah, and you're sitting in the sukkah. Which bracha do we say first? Do we say hamoiti first, or do we say leishe first? Which one? We say hamoiti first, right? It's a bit of a shine exactly why. Especially machlokes, but that's our minhag. We say hamoiti first, and then we say leishe. Why? Because our minhag is we only say the bracha of leishe. When at least the ikka time you say the bracha is when you're eating. So once I've said hamoiti, I've started my achila. So now I'm a chuv in a sukkah, or at least it's had the minhag of when to say leishev, and if I say leishev afterwards. Okay, so over here, in this case of where you're having a snack with your mezonos, so if you do the same way, then it's not so simple. Why? Because what are you going to do? You're going to say mezonos, the bracha mezonos. After that, you're going to say leishev, right? Now, and outside that that your mezonos is not a chuyuv in a sukkah, you'd be mafsik between your mezonos and you're eating. Yeah, you said mezonos, you said leishev, and then you're eating. Wait a second over here. I wasn't a chuyuv to say leishev. So my leishev is the hefsek between my bracha on the food and my eating. I mean, can't be mafsik. Yeah. So because of that, the Shomazam Orbach actually says you switch it. When all you're doing is having the mezonos as a snack, and you're not definitely mechuyev, so meaning, again, you're not being koveh on it, you're just having it as a snack, you're having more than a kabeza, but you're not being koveh on it, you're having it as a snack. Rosh Hashanah says you should actually switch the order. You first say leishev, then mezonos, and then eat. And then that way there's no hefsek between your mezonos and your eating. That's what Rosh Hashanah says. Okay? Alright?
If the whole swar was by a regular hamotzi,
because you're only starting with the Mezonos. Okay, but Gerson's asking that if it's a tzirif of the two, so then it should still be okay, right? Because I need this, So, you're right, it depends what exactly the tzirif is. I mean, it could just be, I've got one shit over there, and another shit over there on different things, and basically, I can rely on either one. Not that we're combining the two together. It's like, I've got one shit over there, got another shit over there. So if you learn that way, then I'm going to be stuck, because according to that one shitter that holds that mezuzah is not mechuyav, yeah, then I've been mafsik. Okay, so that's what Shomer Zalman Orbach says. Yeah, the Rav, I think, is choshesh for it. But yeah, Rav Nissen Karelet says it's fine. You do the normal. You do what's normal. Yeah, there's different ways to explain it. I don't think he explained it. It could be maybe what Gershon is saying. Maybe I think someone is saying that your shiva becomes a more choshesh yeshiva. The fact that you're eating. Yeah, or your eating becomes more chashuv because of the fact that you're sitting there also. Yeah, okay. Different ways to say it. The ma'aser, whatever your minhag is, it seems to be that's acceptable. Someone in Midayik, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention anything about switching the order, so maybe that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't hold like Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Okay. So yeah, again, whatever your minhag is, that's acceptable. Fine. That's with regards to mezoinus. Yeah. What? Yeah.
Okay. So since you already mentioned that you can make the hamotzi and then make the lechem sukkah on the first night, we make kiddush.
Right.
And the lechem is part of that.
Yeah.
Is there an inyan to not then go inside the house to wash? Just make the lechem and you didn't eat. That's something you wish.
I'm not aware of such a thing. I hear. I'm not aware of such a thing. Yeah. Yeah. Still. It's, yeah, because your kid. Okay, Rav Gershon's asking, just on the first night, we know when we make Kiddush, and then we say Leishev, and only afterwards we make Hamoitzi. So he wants to know, is there any inyan not to be mastic between your Leishev and eating your kabeitza? Yeah, as in not to leave the sukkah in the meantime. So, yeah. Okay, I'm not aware there's such a thing. We might get there. I'll check it out. Because simply speaking, the kiddush is already the start of the meal. Because it's a kid, you need kiddush machum suda, and that's already the start of the meal. So that's probably why you wouldn't need to be choshesh. Okay. Okay. So let's just summarize what we've said about mezoinus. Let me cover everything with mezoinus. Right. Yeah. We said like this. If you're eating non-bread, family products, such as, pasta, yeah, then if you're kovei asur on it, which means either you're eating a chabura, more than a kaveita, you're eating chabura, or you're eating as your meal, then you need to eat in a sukkah with a bracha. If you didn't meet any of those requirements, if you're having more than a kaveita, there is a shita, Magen Avraham says that you should still eat in a sukkah, it's like bread, therefore you shouldn't eat it outside a sukkah, but you should not say a bracha. Okay. If you are having pasta barbecue, then things like ragalach, cake, then if you're being kaveita suda, even if you're not doing enough to bench on, meaning it's your personal kfirs, but it's not the amount that most people normally eat, then you also mechuv to be in a sukkah with a bracha. If you are just having it as a snack, yeah, you have more than kabeitza as a snack, you sell it to machlokes hapoiskim, whether you need to be in a sukkah or not. Yeah, if it's on Shabbos, you're making kiddush with it, so because it's kiddush, you need kiddush mark and suda, this is your suda, therefore you need to sing the sukkah and you say a bracha. If it's during the week, Mishnah Berurah says, Minhag Olam is yes to make a bracha, but he says to avoid any chashash or bracha levatala, what you should try to do is also sit in the sukkah afterwards, do something else in the sukkah, read, learn, schmooze, whatever it is, and that's also a mitzvah, and the bracha of Leishev will also go on that. And we had a shaila whether you should switch the order of normally we say the bracha on the food before leishev. Over here, because it's not so clear whether the eating of your mezoinus is mechuyav in a bracha, maybe you should switch the order and say leishev first. Okay. That's all true with mezoinus. I'm just going to speak out one thing now that the Mishnah speaks about a few times, which is in these circumstances where you're mechuyav to eat in a it's a shaila whether you should eat in the sukkah, and the Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't eat outside the sukkah. When you do eat in the sukkah, the reason why you can't say bracha is because safar bracha sahakel. But the Mishnah Berurah says a few times that it's not so simple. We should try avoid getting to situations of safar bracha sahakel. Meaning, you should try to do something so you can be get yourself a chiva of to make a bracha. So either means, like we said, like his eater, you tarry around in the sukkah, or we're going to see when he talks about other things. Try eat try eating a certain amount of mazonis. Try to get yourself that you can make a bracha. Okay, it's not a general rule in halacha is we try to avoid getting situations where it's a suffered brachas. Okay, fine. Okay, next. We need to speak about wine and generally drinking soda, but there's not enough time now, so I'm just going to we'll skip that for a bit. We'll come back to it next week, Mirza Shah. Okay. We mentioned before that last week we said that fruit, yeah, even though it is a machlokes, if you eat fruit in a aridic way, that you're definitely not chayav in a sukkah. If you eat in a kliyistic way, there are some that hold that you are machlokes to eat in a sukkah. Okay, Mishnah Berurah says you don't have to be choshish for that, even if you eat it. It's really coming from the Ramah that. Even if you eat in an oifen kavua, you're not mechuyav to eat in a sukkah. That's by fruit. Okay. Now, things like meat and fish and cheese, things which are normally accompany bread, come with a meal, what about these? Are you mechuyav to eat them in a sukkah or not? And that's also machlokes. The Mishnah Berurah over here is choshish for a day. So if you're having a meal, and again, if you're koveya, yeah? If you're having meat and potatoes, the Mishnah Berurah says you should eat in a sukkah. You can't say a bracha. You should eat in a sukkah. So basically, yeah, it's dispelled from my childhood days. I remember that things like you could eat meat and outside a sukkah and stuff. It's not definitely not kosher at all. Yeah, Mishabur says you should eat these things in a sukkah. You're having even poison say even if you're just having potatoes because it's something that you normally eat as a suda. It's something that we are ragil nowadays to have just potatoes for as part of your. The mainstay of your suda. Therefore, all these things you should eat, and you should lechachili eat in a sukkah. Again, you're not mechuyav to make you can't make a brach on it, yeah, because it's not so clear whether it is mechayav. But and things when you're having your basically when you're having supper, having lunch, it should be eaten in a sukkah. All right. Good Shabbos, everybody.
Bye. Good Shabbos.